Oh, hey, you're waking up. Did I grab you too hard? Or was it the surprise, taking your first step into the dungeon and seeing my tentacles reaching for you? I'm sorry. You seem to be feeling better now, though, judging by all that screaming. Look, I don't want to interrupt, but you do know screaming won't help, don't you? Okay, just checking. Look, I know you didn't expect this dungeon to feature a terrifying tentacle beast like myself, and not one with such fine purple pseudopods. I tore your armor off like it was level one gear, didn't I? Well, I understand you're upset to be stripped naked and held immobile by a dozen of my limbs in the bottom of my rape pit. So you can scream as much as you like. I won't be offended. Really, I won't. Ah, you do talk. No, you're right. Most tentacle beasts aren't this chatty. But my spawn mother shacked up with a mind flayer a few years ago, and, well, here I am. Can you feel the little tentacles at your temples? Just lightly touching you? I'm speaking to you telepathically. And you're screaming again. Oh, damn it, this is so much harder than the other beast said it would be. How can I do anything while you're wriggling like this? Each of your limbs is wrapped in a pair of tendrils, but you're still squirming, and I don't think you're getting aroused. Am I not poking the right parts? I'm screwing this up, aren't I? Oh, I should have just stayed in the spawning pools. No, I am not crying. I am a tentacle beast, mister. I am a petrifying and putrid monster. I am going to defile and devour you with every one of these tentacles, so don't you dare pity me. It's just, well, do you mind if I tell you a secret? The truth is, this is my first tentacle rape. Awkward. You said it. This is the problem with stereotypes. Everyone assumes that tentacle beasts are 24/7 rape engines from the minute they can squirm, with nothing but rape on the brain, rape at the office, rape for a hobby, come back to your cave and rape your pillows in your sleep. They don't understand how hard it can be for a tentacle beast growing up alone, especially when your spawn father's a mind flayer and all the other beasts make fun of your purple tentacles. I've never raped anyone before, okay? It seems so strange. All these tentacles, and I just need to use them in the right ways at the right time, or the victim just sits there. Rather like you're doing now. Look, maybe you can help me. Let's make a deal, okay? If you help me out with this rape, you know, tell me when I'm making progress. I'll let you go afterwards. I promise. I would pinky swear, but you know. I know you're not that enthusiastic, but just give me a chance. Please? Okay. First, a bit of mood lighting. You thought you were trapped at the bottom of a dark, dank pit, right? Well, yes. But I can make my tentacles glow a bit. Chemically, if you'd like. You won't start screaming again, will you? Okay. Ta-da! This is me! Horrifying! Oh, you're not just saying that, are you? Oh, thank you. And now you can see how totally I have you bound. Your strong adventurer's arms are wrapped up in two tentacles each, suckers latched onto your biceps and forearm. I'm holding your thighs and ankles with more pods, and my psychic tendrils have curled up to your temples, utterly vulnerable, utterly mine. Would it be rapier if I held your neck? Hold on, I need to arrange a few tentacles. Let me. Okay, maybe if I kept your legs together. Oh, no. You're laughing? No, that's terrible. You should be begging for mercy or squealing in pleasure. Well, how do you do it then? What was your first rape like? What do you mean you've never raped anyone before? Never? But you're so strong and broad-chested and stubbly. how do humans have sex then? Virginity. Okay, just a moment, let me read your thoughts. That's not how I pictured it at all. So, first I should run a tentacle across your body, slowly, feeling all of you, embracing your hard adventurous muscles. This is nice. I should have done this earlier, shouldn't I? Watching my purple light play across your skin, feeling you breathing, your heartbeat. I wish I hadn't torn off your armor so swiftly. The way you undressed her so gently, kissing wherever you uncovered bare flesh. We should kiss, shouldn't we? I don't know. Is that really rapey? I don't really have a mouth. I don't close my eyes. Okay. Feel my way up to your face. Is that gentle enough? I'm not sure that this is just a regular tentacle. I really don't know what to. Oh. Your lips feel nice. If I turn it over and let you kiss the underside? You're sucking on it. It feels really nice. You're remembering in your thoughts when you kissed her. Your tongues were touching. Your mouth is so warm. I want more. Let me wrap around your tongue. Taste your whole mouth. Yes, open your mouth. Your throat is so soft. Stretching around my tip. Oh, are you okay? Oh no, you're gagging. I'm so sorry. Here, can you breathe now? Oh, I'm such an idiot. I mean, there will be far worse violations to come, pathetic human. Yes, you are a bit more slippery now. That was me. I might produce secretions when I'm excited. Slimy. I don't really think it's slimy. And besides, lubricating is a perfectly natural thing for a healthy young tentacle beast to do. And I'm not sure exactly, but I think my, juices might have some effects on human physiology. I'm not an expert, but the other beasts say things about increased sensitivity, mild hallucinogenic effects, and, was your penis always that big? It's so thick. I expected it to be long, but you must have so much blood, so much energy pumping into it. Was that because of me? I'll let go of your thigh and reach up. This tentacle's practically dripping as it slides past your balls to wrap around the base of your shaft. Your skin is so hot. Is my tentacle warm enough? It feels nice. Great. Now I'm going to slowly twist the tentacles forward around your cock, entwining it in my soft, slimy flesh, squeezing in rippling waves. Oh, you twitched a bit in my grasp. That means you're resisting again, so this must be a rape. Come on, kiss me some more. No. Your first woman, she jacked you. She sucked you in like I'm doing. But she only had one tongue. Do you feel that? Another tentacle, cupping and lapping your heavy balls, while a little tendril teases and touches the tip of your cock. Fuck. Oh, I know what that word means. Don't worry. Say it again. Now try and do it to me. Come on. Try and fuck me. Use all that strength and try to fuck my tentacles. Oh, you can't do it. I've got you too tight, wrapped up and helpless. Straining to move, dripping with my juices, while I fuck you. What if I massage your cock in waves, moving back and forth along the shaft, and circle the head with my tendril? Squeeze your balls gently at the same time, all while wrapping around your tongue and burrowing deep into your delicious mouth. Oh, you still want to talk? Maybe I want you to gag again. Your skin's tingling, huh? That must mean my juices are working. Are your thick, tight muscles starting to relax, leaving you quivering helplessly in my grip? Is your whole body feeling every movement, every warm sensation at triple the intensity? Good. So when I start winding and unwinding my tentacles hard around your cock, swirling and sucking and squeezing all at the same time, you should be moaning for me. That's amazing. You're thrusting and pressing into me, so desperate. Your thoughts, you... What do you mean you're gonna come? Oh, you wanna burst? You wanna shiver and shudder and explode? You wanna pour all your cream into me? Give me your seed? Okay, but there's just one more thing I want to try. Sliding one more tentacle behind you, cupping those tight ass cheeks of yours, dripping my fluids, as the warm pseudopods run down along your spine, down toward your ass, kissing it, sucking it, swirling around and around it. No, you can't fool me. I can read your mind, remember? You and that girl together. You fucked her. You slid deep inside of her and made her scream in pleasure. Well, tonight it's your turn to get fucked until you explode. I promise I'll be gentle. I'm still squeezing your cock, right? Teasing you, keeping you in a world of warm, wet sensation. Barely able to think of anything else. Your muscles are completely relaxed with my juices. Your whole body is tingling and twitching with pleasure. Helpless, as I slide a single wet tendril inside of your ass. It doesn't hurt, right? You were so tight, even all relaxed like this, but... inside, it's like velvet. Can you feel it when I swirl around your insides like this? What if I press a little bit deeper inside of you? And suck your cock harder at the same time? No, you can't come yet. Please. And stop moaning so loudly. You're distracting me. Here, suck on the tip and just let me check your thoughts quickly. Oh, yes. You want more. Moan all you want around my tendrils. I know what you want. What you need. Another tendril slipping inside your ass, stretching your tight little rim. Reaching out once inside to massage your bowels, exploring your virgin hole. Your balls are drenched, sopping, my playthings. And your cock's completely enclosed in writhing tentacles. Every one of them is moving, swirling and dripping with aphrodisiac. I have a surprise for you now. I never really understood human biology when they were teaching it in the spawning pool, but fucking your ass like this? I think I recognize something. You want to come. You need to come. And that's all that's left in your head. Sex and need and thoughts of me. You're thinking of me. You're thinking of me? Well, that must be hard. I mean, I don't have a face or anything, but keep doing it. Keep thinking those thoughts. I like that. I like it when you think, please fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, please fuck me. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. Just a few more seconds. The thing I recognized? Your prostate. If my tentacles reach just a little deeper inside of your ass, squeeze and massage that rough patch of flesh. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're shaking so hard. Pressing your prostate harder, faster, as every tentacle swirls around your fat cock. Oh, fuck. Fucking come for me. Come from getting fucked by me. Come in my grasp like she came on your cock. Come for me. Come for me. Sorry. I know you need to breathe eventually, but you sound so lovely gurgling around me when I kiss your throat. Here, that's better. Just relax. Let me hold you. Lie back into my pods and just breathe. So, was that all right? Yeah, I know I can read your thoughts, but I sort of want to hear you say it too. Oh, was I really a scary rapist? So I did make you come like a helpless screaming slut. That's great. That's really great. I mean, you shot so much of your seed into my tentacles, but maybe you do that with all the girls. The way your ass clenched down on me, though. Your whole body was curling up, and your thoughts so bright and brilliant and purple. Was that me? Were you thinking of me when you came? Ah, that makes me feel... sorry, I'm babbling, but that was really great. Look, there was a reason I wanted to play with your prostate before you came. They said in the spawning pools that if human men had prostate orgasms, they could keep having sex again afterwards. Sometimes, I don't know, those lessons are really confusing, even with the live demonstration. But I guess I was hoping that, Maybe I could rape you again. You're right. I did say that I'd let you go if you helped me. And you've been such a great help. Really. I suppose if you really want to go, I wouldn't mind. What? What do you mean that's the problem? Oh, so now I'm not monstrous or merciless or malevolent enough. You want to help me with my techniques. You want to teach me how to... Okay. Maybe I'll let you stay a little bit longer then. Just until you show me how to be really nefarious, okay? Okay. It's probably a good idea anyway. I just remembered that I didn't even try to use my electrical field on you. Yeah, like that eel you're thinking of. We beasts mainly use it for hunting, but I bet it could make it feel really good. And if you really want to give me a comprehensive lesson, maybe we could leave this dungeon together and find a female human for me to practice on too. I do have tentacles to spare, after all.